Solomon's Dream from God. Above every earthly good, the king desired wisdom and understanding, largeness of heart and tenderness of spirit. That night the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream and said, "Ask what I shall give thee." In his answer the young ruler gave utterance to his feeling of helplessness and desire for aid. "Thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child, I know not how to go out or come in. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad, for who is able to judge this thy so great a people?" And the speech pleased the Lord, that Solomon had asked this thing. "Because thou hast asked this," God said to Solomon, "and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment, behold, I have done according to thy words, lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches, and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days," see also. The language used by Solomon before the altar at Gibeon reveals his humility and his strong desire to honor God. In his heart there was no selfish aspiration for a knowledge that would exalt him above others. He chose the gift that would be the means of causing his reign to bring glory to God. Solomon was never so rich or so wise or so truly great as when he confessed, "I am but a little child, I know not how to go out or come in." The higher the position a man occupies, the wider will be the influence he exerts and the greater his need of dependence on God. He is to stand before God in the attitude of a learner. Position does not give holiness of character. It is by honoring God and obeying His commands that a man is made truly great. The God who gave to Solomon the spirit of wise discernment is willing to impart the same blessing to His children today. "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." When a burden-bearer desires wisdom more than wealth, power, or fame, he will not be disappointed.